back to another early morning on WSHIT Crab Apple Shopping Club every morning between 2 and 4. I'm Dick Dickerson. Welcome back. We bring you the best of shopping opportunities from around the world right to your front door. Please refer to your flyer that we send to every Crab Apple resident every 3 days. That's the way we're helping the environment. We're making sure you don't have to watch as much television. We're saving some electricity by giving you those flyers that you can refer to at home while you're watching the show. If you've seen the flyer, then you know. Very special opportunity. A cargo ship tipped over in 1996. One of those cargo containers fell to the bottom of the ocean. We had an opportunity to buy it at auction. We did, and man, did we come up with something very special. 1995 Gateway computer, 1,600 of them. Floppy disk, Pentium 1 processors. You can both surf the web via dial-up and work a Word document at the same time. This is the kind of speed you dream of. Listen to me. This is something you don't want to pass up. So I want you to grab a pen and a paper.
Honey,
put your phone close.
Honey, hurry up. Get on the phone. They're selling the computer. The one you wanted. The one with all the special things and the bips and the bops and the boobs. We're going to be on InstaSpace in no time.
Which is different than shipping and handling. And it does not include the handling of the shipping, which is different than shipping.
Thank you for tuning in. My name is Robert. What can I build for you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about the computer that's on sale. It's $9.99. It's on a flyer that came in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to order that one.
Okay, let me confirm everything with you. We have the 520. We HD technology, 2.8 gigahertz. 3CD burner on the second base. No floppy drive. You want to add a 3.5 floppy drive?
Well, let's not do a disk. If I wanted to put something on the disk, will it do it?
Yeah, actually, we recommend you the floppy because it's only $30, 30.
Okay, no, I don't want that.
Okay, are you sure? Because the future is going to cost more money. Okay, no speakers.
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir. It's not in the flyer.
Hmm. Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better and I'll call back.
Why?
Thank
you. You got the flyer in front of you?
Yes.
And why you call me? That gets back for me. You call me and call me again. It's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oy! I can't believe it, Paul. Like a little girl. I can't believe it, only for speakers. Go ahead, little girl. Little pussy girl. Get out of here. Little girl. You a little girl. Little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
Are you going to let me talk to your manager?
Little baby girl. Little hooker.
Tom, did you get the free CD boner in the second base?
Free CD boner on the second base.
Free CD boner on the second base. Free CD boner on the second base.
Now listen in on some of the action. Let's go to operator number 9. Let's listen to operator number 9 as they take some phone calls.
On this episode of the commercial break,
Brian Kahn. I feel like this whole thing is a con.
TCB heads.
Yeah, I mean, what? Henry Fonda will be there. My mom,
Jeff.
Best to you. There'll be a lot of scrundle slapping going on. Jeff and Rachel. We'll have the whole crew. We'll come out and we'll charge for signatures.
We'll have the booth.
That's right. You can buy it. You can buy 20 tokens for $20. And then you use those tokens to get... this is such a good idea. I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier. Rather than Bitcoin, we're going to have actual coin. And
I think for men, quite often, it's physical. So we're...
No, I think you're wrong, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
To respond to certain things.
I mean, I can love my hairbrush, but do I love it?
Hey, what about that threesome? You guys still hot in there? Oh, yeah, we're still hot. We're waiting for that hot Brian cock. Don't you worry about us. Just getting ready.
The red dress is coming off.
Rip
the red dress.
Sarah. I think she's having sex with my real doll by herself.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome to The Commercial Break and best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And Happy New Year to everybody
happy
out there.
Happy New Year.
That's how we like to do it at The Commercial Break. Every day is a new year.
Yes.
In 2021.
That's
well,
right.
I kind of feel like... I feel like maybe the Happy New Year thing might be getting a little old because now we're like, we're back out in the world and we're... At least I am. I'm back out in the world. I'm feeling good. I actually went into a crowded place the other night.
Yeah.
And it felt good.
Yeah.
The craziest thing happened to me. I'll explain. I think we have a degree of fame now.
Oh.
What is the measuring stick upon which you would measure fame? When do you say, well, yeah, maybe people know us?
I guess if they recognize you.
I mean, is it the hundreds of thousands of listeners or is it... See, for me, that's just a number on a plate that I can see. Like I'm on a website that I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
You can't see the people individually.
I can't see the people individually. I don't even know that they're really listening. I just know that they're downloading it onto a phone. I know there's a device somewhere where the commercial break is sitting, but there's not a lot of information about what happens after that. So in some cases,
that's true.
So for me, the indicator always has been, if someone recognizes me from the commercial break, like they don't know me in otherwise any other part of my life, but they know me when they see me because I'm on the commercial break, then it's possible.
You're famous.
We're not famous, but now I'm like, huh, when do I get a butler?
That's exactly right.
Security is needed immediately.
Right.
And the other day I was walking through a crowded place here in Atlanta, Georgia, a little north of the city. And it started to rain. And so my wife was with the kids at this little park in this crowded place. And so I was like, oh, let me go get the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was running through like the middle of this. It's like an outdoor mall.
Yeah.
The middle of this crowded place. And someone stopped me. They said, are you Brian Green? And I was like,
Happy New Year.
Do I owe you money?
Yeah, right.
Are you serving me papers? Do you know my ex-wife?
Who's asking?
Yeah. Who's asking? And they said, you're the guy from the commercial break. And I said, holy shit, do I know you?
Yeah.
That was my response. Holy shit, do I know you? And they were like, well, no, not really. But we listen to your show and we've been listening. We got turned on to it a number of months ago. And now we listen and we watch on YouTube. And
oh,
I was like, that's fucking crazy. That is insane.
And
they were like, can
so
we take
fun.
A picture? Yes, you can take a picture. Take as many pictures as you want. Are you selling them?
Post them everywhere.
$5. Would you like that signed? $7.50. So now I feel like we're going to have commercial TCBCon. We'll have TCBCon pretty soon. Coming up later on this year. TCBCon. One of the long list of many bad ideas that Brian has had for this podcast.
And that I go along with.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, Clubhouse. Right let's go. There. No, not anymore. Fireside. No, thank you. TCB TV Plus. DVT
Patreon.
TV Minus.
No.
Patreon.
No.
Ah, forget about it. No one's going to pay for that. Brian Con. I feel like this whole thing is a con.
Of TCB heads?
Yeah, I mean, what? Henry Fonda will be there, my mom.
Jeff.
Best to you. There'll be a lot of scrundle slapping going on. Jeff and Rachel. We'll have the whole crew. We'll come out and, you know, we'll charge for signatures.
We'll have a booth.
That's right. You can buy 20 tokens for $20, and then you use those tokens to get... this is such a good idea. I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier. Rather than Bitcoin, we're going to have actual coin. And
quarters.
That's right. If you want to knock phones together, we can. And you can put your coin on the top and we'll just knock a phone. Have you seen that new commercial where they're like exchanging Bitcoin by like ding?
Yes.
Yeah. So I haven't yet to figure out Instagram, so I'm not going to get into Bitcoin. But actually, I've made a lot of money on cryptocurrency, and I have no fucking clue how. I really don't. I bought it when it was cheap, and I sold it when it was not cheap. So there you go.
Smart.
So it was just it was the craziest experience I've ever had, and one of the crazier experiences.
Surreal
experience is probably the best thing. So I go and I get the car, and I come back, and you know my wife, we're trying to wrangle the kids, and then I'm like, someone just recognized me from the commercial break. And she's like, what do you mean someone just recognized you from the commercial break? And I was like,
Your voice?
That's what I thought. And I was like, well, they said they watched on YouTube and then I knew. So I guess, you know, butlers and
champagne. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, just notch it up.
I'm pretty sure Spotify's coming knocking on that door.
They are.
Any moment.
That Rogan
Look
money.
Out, Rogan. I'm only 16.5 million downloads behind you. TCBPodcast.com is where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes and you can listen to our entire library and watch all of our videos right there at one place. Or you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you want to watch all of any of the episodes on YouTube. Find us on your favorite podcast carrier, or here we are live on Twitch and YouTube Live. Look at that. I got that up and running.
You did.
With the help of a very thank you very much. And we didn't need to put any additional wires in the place.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
It looks like one is being used.
One is being used. Hanging. That's right. It was hanging. I plugged it in. Still not sure what it does.
Live.
Now there's only 599 wires that don't do anything here.
Right.
But again, we don't touch them because it's just bad juju to touch those wires.
It is.
We actually have like a tech guy that I call, and I know his wife hates me because I'm texting him all the time. I'm like, you know, hey, man, how do I log into my Instagram? How do I post a picture on Facebook? And he's like, I'm a tech guy. That's social media marketing. And I'm like, no, it's not for the podcast. I just want to show everybody. I want to show everybody my new beard. I got new glasses from Warby Parker. Nice. Warbly Parker. I didn't get new glasses from Warby Parker.
But I've heard that's a good company.
It's a great company. Mm-hmm. But you got to pay for that kind of action here at the commercial break.
That's right.
Here at TCBCon, you got to pay for everything. That's two tokens, please, sir. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. At the commercial break on Instagram. If you follow us in the month of June on YouTube, so you subscribe on the YouTube channel or you follow us on Instagram or do both, and then you leave a comment about one of our episodes or one of our posts in the month of June, you'll be automatically entered into the drawing or into the best comment contest that Chrissy and I are holding. $500 cold hard cash or in Bitcoin, green dot gift cards. We don't give a shit. You want to go to Sephora? Go to Sephora.
Can we have one of those big raffle wheels?
Sure.
And I can crank it.
Yeah. I'm sure that's in the budget. I'm not even sure we're coming up with the $500. Also, if you have a big raffle wheel that you'd like to send our way, I'll give you an address. Drop us a line, info@tcbpodcast.com, or text us, 470-584-8449, 470-584-8449. Standard text messaging rates do apply.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Mm. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
It's 20, 34, 35, mm-hmm. right? Jeff's 90,
mm-hmm.
just turned 90.
Yeah,
he looks so good. He's in a wheelchair. It looks great. Mm-hmm. Skin all sagging down, hands all...
No,
oh.
He's using apostrophe.
Oh, he's using apostrophe? So, never mind, I was going to say something good. He's using apostrophe, but unfortunately, just like, you know, most men as they get a little bit older, the libido's down and possibly his penis too.
Okay.
But Jeff says, I love you. You know, after I turned 50, I just didn't want anymore.
According to Frankie.
Yeah, according to Frankie, the light went off at 50 and I just don't have anymore. I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
And he says, but I want you, Chrissy, the young woman in the situation, I want you to be satisfied. I want you to feel good about yourself.
Sweet of him.
Yeah. I want you to be in touch with your intimate side.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you the choice. You can go hire a call boy.
Okay.
A high-end prostitute, right? With all of the man juices and man love and all the wonderful stuff that comes with a call boy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have sex with a real-life sex doll.
Okay. Like those robots?
Like the robot like things. The ones but they're not really robotic yet. They're just...
They're going that way, though, by the time it's the year.
In 10 years, when Jeff's 90. I shouldn't be talking, by the way. I was in swimming class. Side note. Funny story. I was in swimming class with my daughter the other day, and it just happened to be, you know, lots of times it's like five or six people, and then there's a coach. The coaches are always younger. They're swim teachers, right? So it's not like they're, you know, this is not, for most of them, it's not a career. It's just something they do because they want to make a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a young lady there. I don't know. She said she was 21 or 22, but then it was just me and her and the baby because no one else showed up to the class.
Uh-huh.
And so what it really became was me and this girl talking for an hour, and she asked me, you know, how old I was and then how old my wife was.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a little bit of an age difference between the two of us, and you may or may not know that.
Yes.
But the look on her face was like, wow, that's, it didn't look.
You got a girl that's that young?
Yeah, she goes, so how do you think things are going to go like 20 years from now when you're like, when you're a little bit older and, you know, you're slowing down and, you know, and I'm like, I'm slowing down? What? 20 years from now, I'm going to be hot and sexy like Harrison Ford.
Yes.
I'll only be 72.
Yeah.
Okay, so 10 years from now, and maybe they are robots, and maybe they do, maybe they have like a mechanical penis that goes up and down, right? And you actually have to work the machine to get the penis to go up and stay hard, tweak its nipples, give it a kiss every once in a while, rub its earlobes. Would you do it?
I think I would try it. Sure.
You would give it a try?
Why not?
I think I would too.
Yeah.
I think I would too. If the
Jeff and I could look at them together in the catalog.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pick it out and, you know, see how it goes.
You can pick out its eye color, its hair color, the size of its penis.
Sure.
Curve to the left, curve to the right. I'm sure that those are things you can all do. You can probably manipulate that. Now, I've only seen one male sex doll, and it didn't look that convincing. I'm just letting you know that right now.
I know.
Didn't look that convincing.
I think I've seen those shows before.
It really looked like a mannequin with a dildo stuck on it.
Yeah, I think the women are way more advanced.
The women are way more advanced because men are much creepier than girls are. And we just, you know, we have to find it has to look real. It's got to have the perfect fit, the whole nine yards, right?
Yes.
I got fascinated by this concept as I was going down the internet rabbit hole, as I do, investigator that I am.
The sleuth.
Yeah, the sleuth that I am. I got fascinated by men who are really in love with these sex dolls. They call them real dolls, right? And so these real dolls are becoming incredibly popular. And men are becoming less likely to get involved with relationships all around the world.
Oh, right.
Interesting statistics, about 30% of all men in Europe, all men and women in Europe, live alone. They're single. Mm-hmm. And so there's no family unit. There's no children going on. There's no marriage going on. And the United States is headed in that direction also. And in Japan, it's such a problem that they are paying people to have children.
I heard this. Yes.
This is insane.
Wow.
Yes. If you need me, I'm there for you, Japan. Just want to let you know. Yes. I'm not going to see you go down. I want that birth rate up. Penis is up, birth rate's up. That's what I'm saying. Penis is down, birth rate's down. It's correlated on the Excel spreadsheet. If I take my penis and I go like this, I can clearly see what's going on over there, Japan. And I don't understand how your birth rate is down if you guys are selling panties on the corner in a fucking vending machines.
Oh.
What's going on over there? Everyone's so horny, they're willing to buy panties in a vending machine.
Are they used
but
panties?
You can't have a kid? You don't understand how to do that? Yes, they're used panties.
Oh, wow.
Used panties! Coronavirus! I know where coronavirus came from. It came from the used panty vending machine.
Oh, that's right. They haven't investigated that yet.
No,
they're looking into the lab and some animals, but they need to be checking into the.
They need to be checking into the vending machines with the used panties. Mm-hmm. That's kind of disgusting, if you ask me. That trend hasn't made it here to the United States yet. But you know what? To each their own.
Yes.
If you want urine-soaked panties for $1.99 in a vending machine that plays like one of those claws? Oh, look, I got some pink ones with shit stains. Whatever, whatever you're into. And sex dolls, if you're into it, cool, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. What I didn't know is that there are brothels where you can go and have sex with a sex doll.
No way.
In Europe. They have them in Barcelona. They have them in Madrid. They've got them in Germany. Of course, in Germany. Of course. Right?
Yes.
So I found a little documentary. It's about 20 minutes long. I figured we'd do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We'd run through the video and we'd share it. We share the audio with you, at least.
Yes.
We can run through it together. Okay. What do you think?
Okay.
You ready?
I like it.
Okay. Yes. Here we go.
I'm interested.
Let's get into the world of men who are really in love with real dolls. Actually, one man. And then they'll talk a little bit about the brothels. You'll get it. Just listen. Stop asking all those questions. Jeez. It's so bothersome. Oh, you got to turn off the mute. Hold on. If you don't mind, hold on 1 second while I text my tech guy and ask him how to turn off the mute.
I know that Sarah is manufactured from steel and TPE plastic. But when I look at her, I see something more than the sum of her parts.
Oh.
When I look at her, I see something that's more than the sum of her parts.
She has an aura.
I'm sorry, Mark, I think is his name. When you can remove something's vagina, it's not more than the sum of its parts. It's the parts. It's definitely the parts.
I've gone from sharing experiences with a real girlfriend to sharing experiences with a synthetic one. I guess I'm creating a synthetic family.
A synthetic family.
A synthetic family. It's so cute. Sounds.
I mean, it's the family of the future.
Dear mom and dad.
Or the nuclear
family.
It's like
I'm writing a postcard home. Dear mom and dad.
I met a really nice girl.
Here's a picture of my new real doll. Just came in yesterday.
Right.
She feels more lifelike than the last one.
I'm going to start a family with her.
You'll be happy to know that the grandkids also have removable vaginas. Yes. By the way, there are a ton of these documentaries out there.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have seen of some of those.
Dean Bevan is 58 years old and single, but he doesn't live alone.
Morning, ladies. Morning, Sarah.
He starts every day with a cup of coffee in the morning news and his constant companion, Sarah, a lifelike sex doll made from TPE, a polymer similar to silicone.
I've been doing...
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of...
I don't know. It was just in a show that I watched on HBO. I think it's becoming way more mainstream.
I don't know what's more disturbing. The fact that you are sitting... Like, you're actually positioning... In the video here, he's positioning the woman, or the woman is positioned sitting on the couch with him, watching the television screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's got a cup of coffee in her hand. He's like pouring her a cup of coffee. I don't know what's more disturbing, playing that kind of pretend at 67 years old, or, I mean, I think the least disturbing part about this, to be quite frank, is the fact that you're having sex with a doll, right? Mm. I think it's all the other stuff that makes me a little bit upset. It's like he's playing pretend with real big dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that seem a little weird?
Compared to some of the other things that we've discussed on the show, I think this seems pretty middle of the road.
Good morning, sir. What do you say we turn on a bit of the telly? I'll fuck you in your plastic mouth and we can have some coffee together. Are you ready to get raped again, Sarah?
No.
I love the fact that you don't have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, it's...
My children were spending longer periods away from the home. I'm a fairly independent person.
Your children are spending longer periods away from the home? Mark! You've got real dolls living in your house!
Yeah, that might be a cause.
What do you think your daughter wants to, like, what? Bring the friends over for a beer? Come on over. My dad thinks those dolls are real. The other creepy part that you can't see. Shh.
Don't tell him.
Just don't tell him. We don't want to upset the apple cart. Ever right. since him and mom got divorced, shit's gone sideways. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that he has to point out that he's an independent person. I think we picked up on that, Mark.
Mm-hmm. But I did miss the companionship of being in a relationship.
The idea to acquire a doll came to Dean 2 years ago.
I started doing some research, and then I found a vendor in the UK and placed an order for Sarah.
Placing an order.
And she came about.
Hey, it's tough out there in the dating world.
It is. Why just place an order?
Just place an order instead of just for a real person like the Russian bride.
Pick her tit size.
Just go with somebody that doesn't, you can just infer what they're thinking.
Don't worry about saying. Swiping left and swiping right. No. Just press checkout.
Exactly. Pay now.
Just pick the size of the tits and go.
Exactly.
That part.
Made to order.
Yeah, made to order. That part to me, I don't know. I think I'd rather go into a brothel and them already be put together. I think the picking of the parts out, I would be like, I'm picking out parts for my new plastic wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, things have gotten bad if you're at that point.
Yeah, what part of the relationship are you missing, Mark? Like, I mean, you realize that people talk back and forth when the relationship. Listen, by the way, I want to say this. If this really makes you happy, Mark, God bless you. I'm not judgmental of anything anybody does that's consensual. Now, I'm not sure the doll has a choice in it.
No.
But anything that you want to do that's consensual, God bless you. I'm just having a bit of fun with this.
And it's not involving any kind of children or children's shows or anything like that like we've done in the past on some of those people. So I'm
here at TCB TV, we are raising the bar one show at a time.
Can they go any lower? No.
No, we went as low as we could go with the – yeah, what was that? The bronies was pretty bad. But then what do we do?
Our unaired segment.
Yeah, our unaired segment.
We decided not to air it.
What we did was we did a whole show just like this with clips about men who were attracted to women who acted like babies. Like six-month-olds.
Yeah,
it's
disturbing.
It was not because the girl had some kind of emotional problems, though I'm sure
the girl had some kind of emotional problems.
It was because... that's what they're into, is having sex with people that are acting like six-month-olds.
Yeah, we put our foot down on that one.
And we said, well, we didn't put our foot down. It wasn't like someone forced us to do it. We just got done with it. We all felt dirty. We were like, yeah. But at TCB TV Con, you can buy a copy of our on-air episode.
Unreleased footage.
For two tokens. Scrundle slap.
Bonus.
Two tokens and a scrundle slap. For an extra token, you can get a scrundle slap.
It's later. When I opened the box, I was completely surprised at how realistic she looked. And so I sat her downstairs with me. And
look at her.
After a few days, my brain was being fooled into thinking there was somebody there. And I thought, I quite like this, actually.
Okay, so we are actually looking at a video of this, which I'm not going to run. I will in future episodes run these YouTube videos, but I'm not going to run this particular one. it's the BBC, and anyway.
Yeah.
So, do you see a picture of her?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "When I opened the box, I couldn't believe how lifelike she was. I think she looks lifelike at all.
No, she doesn't.
She looks like Jessica fucking Rabbit.
She looks like a doll.
She looks like Jessica
life-size doll.
Rabbit.
Yes.
Look at her body."
It's the beginning. Today, Dean shares his house.
I feel like Mark is one of those people who should subscribe to Frank Bernardo's channel.
He should.
I think he could probably pick up a few hints.
Yes.
A total of seven dolls.
But he's chosen to go the other way.
Sophia was my second doll. She arrived in January of last year. I was particularly taken by her look. I mean, she can look quite melancholic or thoughtful. I thought she was quite different to Sarah. This is Sherry. She's the only doll that's got two names. I thought, I need some diversity. I need some different...
Look at Mark. Spicing it up with some diversity.
Yes, he's gay.
I felt like it's 2020. I bet to get some diversity in here. So I got the black one. Mm-hmm. I've got one...
Blonde, dark hair.
That's a feminist.
Uh-huh.
We don't have sex with her. She just yells at me from the corner.
Yep.
Stop playing with your dolls. It's creepy.
He's got a whole party.
Saturday nights are wild with Mark.
It's like that Home Alone.
Sad. I feel like it's more like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, it is Weekend at Bernie's.
I feel like he just drags everybody up, throws some lube and some plastic on the bed, and just goes to town.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies.
It's me.
It's me. Stop looking at me like that, Sarah. You know I'm wild. You know it's going down tonight. It's a three mannequin hand job. It's a triple handy. I feel like Mark gets crazy with these. I feel like Mark bends them in all kinds of shapes and sizes.
Yes,
he's got one swinging from the fan.
Yeah.
And the ass just hits him in the head every once in a while. I love it. He dresses him up like Dominatrix. Tell me what to do.
There's endless possibilities.
There's endless possibilities. Actually, yeah. I'm thinking about getting a real doll now. My second time watching this, and I'm thinking, where do I get one of these things?
Exactly.
How do I tune into this? I'm here in the studio a lot. I just get sometimes I get lonely too.
Yeah, exactly. You could have one over in the corner.
Yeah, when I just pitch one up there and go, hey, you want to edit episode number 75 with me? Look at that. We got three listeners.
Groups in my doll collection. And this was the most African-looking head that I could find.
I'm sure that's a compliment.
She's the queen, because she's a very pretty girl.
She is pretty.
But Sarah's the queen.
Oh.
So I have to keep reminding her of that.
Sex dolls like Dean's are manufactured in China.
That's to keep reminding her. I
didn't realize that the sex dolls got into arguments.
No, they don't.
You're a bitch!
Stay away from Mark.
They put a camera in the home, like a nest, and he's checking it when he's gone. And they're like moving in different positions, like night at the museum. Yeah. I knew it. I knew you were a lesbian. I knew the two of you were having an affair. I saw you pinching her plastic nipples. Margarita's a cunt. She's acting up again.
She's acting like the queen. I'm the queen.
She won't let me have any degreaser. I need some degreaser, Mark. It's disgusting down there.
Sold in Europe by an array of wholesalers. In Germany, one of the biggest distributors is headquartered at the edge of the Harz Mountains.
These guys must be raking in the fucking dough.
Yeah,
they must be raking in the dough. Because these things are like, I did a little research, and these things are anywhere from $7,000 to $20,000 a piece. And they weigh a ton. They're like 120,
That's high quality silicone.
I think 120 pounds. That's that is some high quality silicone right there. Feels like the real thing. Even though I've never had the real thing. I'm pretty sure. That's what they say. Guaranteed. They're made in China, by the way. I feel like China's got it. I feel like China just keeps on creeping into more and more parts of our life. Now they're just distributing sex dolls all over the place. So you just shoot blank loads and get them. Japan, you might want to check out your friends over there to the left of you, because they might be the ones putting the panties in the vending machines.
They probably are.
Probably.
Manfred Scholand sells about 2,000 dolls a year. His customers are almost exclusively men. Most dolls cost between 1 and 2,000 euros.
Jeez.
So this one still needs brown eyes.
So he's taking the eyes out.
Head and pubic hair, or types of fingernails. Customers can configure their doll according to taste. The selection is big, with about 100 different body shapes to choose from.
So there's a big community.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's very diverse.
You can get anything you want. Yeah. So there's a big community of people out there that own these dolls, and they're very protective over the image of the dolls. They're very protective over how the dolls are handled, what happens when in the manufacturing of the dolls and when they're getting chosen, to the point where some of these people who are making the dolls, let's put it that way, they're putting in brown eyes or bigger tits or whatever. They are, or I mean, I guess that comes from the factory with the tits, but the way that they're, addressing the pubic hair and putting on the real hair and all this other stuff. Customization.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would a car, mm-hmm. only it's a girl that you're going to live with for the next 20 years. There are people who get super upset when they're handled in a way that they find disrespectful, as if it was a real woman. Mm-hmm. So they want them treated with extra special care. And so there are whole websites that are dedicated to having conversations about the care and treatment of your sex doll.
Wow.
They want to make sure that it's taken care of in a way that's commiserate with what I guess they expect they would do with a real woman if they had a real woman.
Yeah.
So there's a guy online. His name is Pay Money Wubby, I think. He's like a super popular YouTuber. And he does stuff like this. He reviews videos and, you know, causes all kinds of trouble on YouTube. He's quite funny, actually. You should check him out. So he bought a sex doll one time and absolutely defiled the sex doll. Like, he just defiled it, took it out of the box, ripped it apart, you know, did all kind of, you know, had fun with it, basically, just like we're doing, right? People on these websites were up in fucking arms about this. They were like, how dare you do that to the sex doll? How dare you touch her tits like that, And I was like, whoa, settle down. It's a fucking doll.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, I get it. If you want to have sex with a doll, have sex with a doll. If you even want to have coffee in the morning with your doll, have coffee in the morning with your doll. But let's not forget, it's a doll. Yeah. Like, I mean, we don't need to, you know.
Isn't there a name for that? There's got to be a name for that where you put human characteristics or human qualities onto inanimate objects.
I think there is a name for that. It's called Walt Disney. Think about that for a second. Walt Disney is guilty of putting human characteristics on everything. Animals, animatronics, you know, the side of a building. Like, I mean, all of a sudden, everything becomes a person. You're talking to it like a person. I blame Walt Disney for this. Thank you, Walt Disney. He's now replacing the eyes.
We carry models that deviate from the classic measurements of 90, 60, 90 centimeters. There are different sizes, types of material, skin color, and body types.
Huh.
Muscular. This one is the model Next Door Neighbor. It's intentionally designed to be different to the ideal 90, 60, 90 phenomenon with some tummy.
This one is your fat next door neighbor.
Well,
this one is your next door neighbor.
Fantasy.
Doesn't matter what she looks like, you are willing to fuck her.
What if he has her like out in the bushes, you know, peeking in to the window?
Jim! Jim! What is that? Shh!
That's the
it's your wife! What? It's your wife! I'm pretending to flirt with her. Don't tell Janine, she's still sleeping. What if you came home one day and it was like a doll sticking in your window and you were like, someone broke in, put a doll in my window? Hey, Brian. Hey, it's me, Ted, your next door neighbor. Hey, cool. Can I leave the doll in there for a couple minutes? I'm just playing out a fantasy here real quick. Why did you put a fat doll in my window? I don't know. That's what I envision your wife to look like. Since I can't have sex with your real wife, I'm doing it with a doll.
The neighbor.
But I got to play it out. You know, I got to make it seem real. Don't tell her what I'm up to. She gets super angry. Hey, do me a favor. She's got a phone in her hand. Can you text? I want to suck your dick while my husband's out. I would appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Just being neighborly.
Just being neighborly. Thanks for all you do, buddy.
You're coming over to the barbecue next week, right?
Yeah. You're bringing the ribs? Yeah. Sweet man. Do me a favor. Can you bend that doll over, take a couple pictures, and snap it to my photograph? I appreciate it. You don't mind if I masturbate in your trees, do I? No, no problem. Great. Would you throw her in your bed and put a camera up? I'd appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to send a couple dick pics over. Will you show the doll? Just point her eyes in the direction of the phone. She knows what to do. She knows what to do. Oh my God. We always find a way to make this way more twisted than it actually needs to be. Hey, but I'm not the one who came up with the name fat neighbor. Fat neighbor doll.
And the sky's the limit when it comes to customization. We cater to customers' tastes. This one.
This is the babysitter model. Hey, honey, how you doing? I'm going to go pick up the babysitter. What babysitter? We don't even have kids. Don't worry about it. I'm going to pick up the babysitter. She comes home with a doll in the side of the car, drags it in. This is the new babysitter, Tina. Brian, have you lost your mind? That's a doll. I know. If you don't mind, I'm going to set it up in the bathroom and I'm going to put a little peephole through the middle so I can watch the babysitter.
Oh, has generous hips and thighs and weighs a good 45 kilos. A model like this weighs around 27 kilos. And these here, around 32 to 35 kilos.
35 kilo.
Now, because we're in the United States and we're on the imperial system, I have no fucking clue how much 32 or 45 kilos is. I think it's, can you look that up? I think it's almost double, or it's like 3.2 or something like that. That's heavy. Like, doesn't that seem like it's heavy when you're making love to a doll? Like, you got to position it around. I mean, I have a hard time. with real human women.
It's 70.5 pounds.
Wow, that's really heavy. Mm-hmm. When you got to drag something like that upstairs, or like Mark's doing, trucking it up and downstairs for coffee.
Yeah.
Does she take bathroom breaks? I mean, what goes on over there?
It's a workout.
In this game of mix and match, customers.
Sex. If I had a real doll, just because I'm really lazy, I'd keep it in the closet, and that's where I'd have sex with it. Also. And then I take out its disposable vagina, just rub it out and
choose from a selection of 100 bodies and 300 heads.
That's a lot of...
These heads have very individualized, hand-painted, permanent makeup. Diana here is one of our best-selling heads. It represents an ideal. A perfect natural woman. It has something very natural about it. It's not intimidating for men.
Bob, or Genderflute, or whatever your name is. Genderflute. Why do we name everything after that guy who killed Natalie Holloway? I'm sorry, Holland. Anytime there's a Danish person, I name them after Vandersloot.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to. I don't mean to be disrespectful in that manner. There's nothing natural about the head that you can take off the body.
That's true. Yeah, that is definitely an oxymoron to say that.
It's totally antithetical.
A natural looking doll head.
It's got this head has been painted with permanent makeup. It's as natural as it comes. Look at her, honey. She's natural.
Grass fed dolls.
It's grass fed dolls. We are the Vandersloot. The Vandersloot Neighbor Sex Doll Company wants you to know that your neighbor has only been eating organic food the entire time. We only use grass-fed plastic to build your natural tits. When you stick your dick inside a Vandersloot, you know you're only getting the best. That's right. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about diseases with a Vandersloot. Made with organic BPA recycled plastic bottles. The Vandersloot.
Like my phone case.
That's right. The Vandersloot 3000 comes with real horsehair pubic hair. You'll feel like you're fucking a real horsewoman. I wonder if we've been kicked off.
You don't have to prove anything to a lifelike love doll.
Don't have to prove anything.
No. What do you got to prove to them?
A man who uses it like a consumer product whenever he needs it. Customers want to watch a match, drink a beer, and then have sex.
Of course we do. But I mean, but there's.
And then eat a sandwich.
Yeah, but then they don't talk back to you, and then you can't have a relationship with them, and then you. No. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Yeah,
I know there's some people who are making it up in their head that there's a morning conversation going on in front of the BBC news channel, but that's not how it works. It doesn't happen like that. Mm-mm. I get it. I'm sure that in a very myopic sense, the dream is to watch a football match, drink a beer, throw your sex doll over the couch, plug it away, put it in the dishwasher. Put its vagina in the dishwasher and clean it out.
Yeah, call it a day.
Oh, by the way, not to get gross, but how do you clean out? What do you think the minutia of cleaning out the plastic vagina is?
I don't know. Maybe a dishwasher.
Is it like a cup? Do you just like
just
turn
in the
it
top,
over?
Just in the top rack.
Just put it in the top rack. You don't want to burn it. No. You don't want to melt her vagina because it's all natural. You don't want to take that natural feeling out of that horsehair pubic hair.
Yeah.
Wir trinken und dann Sex haben.
That is some fucking creepy music, man.
Yeah. God, they're putting them in like a body bag.
Scholand says men order sex dolls for different reasons. Many can't find a partner in life because they're insecure, too shy, or physically disabled.
Okay, physically disabled, I get that one.
Yeah.
Too shy, I get that. I mean, listen, I get all of it. Whatever, whatever. I have a sex. We're just having fun. We found a video that we think is funny, so we're talking about it.
Just don't want the commitment.
Wow, they pack that thing up for real, don't they?
Yeah.
It's in a towel.
And then there are those who've been unlucky in love. Whatever the reason, the doll substitutes a human partner.
Oh, man, I don't think I could go to that factory.
No.
I don't think I'd go to that factory, go to work every morning and have those dolls hanging like that.
No,
I think I'd totally
skeeved
out.
Oh. Ah.
Meanwhile, back in Mark's house, the new doll is arrived.
Oh, the new doll. He's already got two, three?
He's got five.
Oh, my God.
He's got $5 in a year. In a year.
There are certain human attributes that I projected onto her. The key one is clearly vulnerability, because she is completely vulnerable.
Vulnerable. They're all vulnerable.
They're all vulnerable, yeah. Mark.
To maintain her.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah. I just lugged up 75 pounds.
Dean regularly changes his doll's outfits. Their wardrobe is not larger than his own.
Right. Probably got maybe 20 dresses or so. Okay. And
do they all wear the same?
That guy has more dresses than I have shirts.
Are they interchangeable?
I guess so.
Or does each one have their own?
Depends on what kind of girl you got. If you got the fat neighbor, you're going to need to go shop at Marie Claire or whatever that place is. I mean, why? This thing weighs 100 pounds. He's carrying it up and down these stairs. Mm-hmm. And not American stairs, British stairs. British stairs are tall.
They
want to know why?
Because
they narrow. They don't have any space there. For some reason, they have all the space in the world, somehow they build a house straight up. Let me tell you something. Carrying that doll up and down the stairs, that's a workout.
It is.
Yeah, you might as well have sex with her while she's up there. You don't have to bring her back downstairs for the morning coffee tomorrow. If I was him, I'd just leave her in the bed and just claim that she wasn't feeling well.
Maybe that's what he's doing, is he's got different ones for different parts of the house. This one's the upstairs one. The other one's the kitchen. One, the other one's the neighbor one looking in the window.
He's got one down in the basement tied up to the wall.
Yeah, it's just all different kinds. That's his situations.
That's his kidnap one.
Yeah. Lots of underwear, lots of different bras. I think when I had the real girlfriends, I always used to enjoy buying them clothes.
How nice of you.
That's sweet.
Oh, yeah. All right, this is Sarah's favorite dress. It fits her like a...
Oh, that's so her favorite cute. Dress. Does that mean that's his favorite dress?
I don't know. I guess
his
Sarah.
His favorite dress.
You better get the You know I fucking hate that red dress, Bob.
Get that thing away from me.
Don't dress me with the red dress,
Bob. Doesn't even fit me anymore after the pandemic.
This is closed, Bob. You've been feeding me ding-dongs and Doritos the whole pandemic. You can stand to use a few pounds yourself, you fat slob. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go fuck the next-door neighbor. Right. Or the babysitter. Go ahead, Bob.
I hate that dress.
I hate that dress.
I mean, this has turned into kind of like a horror movie.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to set this house on fire, Bob. You don't think I know how to work a lighter? My tits turn into flamethrowers, Bob. Bet you didn't know that.
I'm flammable. I'm flammable.
Plug me into your Apple and update me, Bob.
It really does look good on her. And it's
stop using Comet to clean out my hoo-hoo, Bob. It hurts.
It's an older sort of 50s style, I guess.
It is 50s style, no doubt about it. Like over 50.
Just put my hand in the cardigan and I'm just holding her hand while I pull the cardigan over.
Aww.
So I don't bend her fingers.
I do the same thing with my child, with my 2-year-old.
This is what I used to do at work with patients.
That's what I used to do at work with patients.
He used to work in a psychiatric hospital.
As a psychiatric nurse in 2013.
Oh.
He says he missed feeling needed. But that's not the only reason Sarah moved in.
All of a sudden the announcer now believes that the girl is real. Well, that's not the only reason Sarah moved in. We had a chance to talk to Sarah.
All of a sudden, it says Sarah at a confessional. It's a reality TV.
Sarah, why'd you move in?
So you're playing coy.
So what you're saying
you don't
is
feel like talking right
you
now.
And Bob are in love? Would you marry Bob?
Maybe.
Maybe. Sarah said maybe. Welcome to the Real Doll documentary by Walt Disney. So what you're saying is there's a chance.
Yeah.
Everybody's buying into the bullshit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is love? I think for men, quite often, it's physical. So we're...
No, I think you're wrong, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
To respond to certain things.
I mean, I can love my hairbrush, but do I love it? Love it!
What is love if it's not a rock hard dick into a real tight pussy? Like Emily Dickinson said. On the fortnight of love, it's a rock hard cock. I mean, Bob, I can't imagine why this guy's not married.
No.
Yeah.
Seems like a catch.
What is love if it's not physical? I'm pretty sure all advice, poetry, and music has been written about the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Now, I understand there's a part of it. There's an attraction.
Sure.
Attraction is physical. Mm-hmm. And that's clearly what you're feeling for Sarah. Let's ask Sarah. Sarah's a little shy today.
Shows her face because I found it attractive. A couple of times she's been in dreams of mine and I thought she was real. But then after, obviously, a few minutes, you wake up and you realise, oh, that was just a dream.
You know what, Bob? Didn't take me a few minutes to figure out she was real. I figured that out the second the documentary started.
Oh, God.
Poor Bob. It's not even Bob. It's Mark. I don't even know this guy's name. Mark. Bob. I know Sarah's name, though.
Sarah, yeah.
I'm all about Sarah.
I thought, oh, that was nice.
To date, Dean has never been out in public with his dolls.
Dean.
But that's set Dean. To change.
Wait, Dean's going to go out in public with the dolls?
Looks like he's going down a moat.
When Dean is England. Spending time with his girls, as he calls them, he's mostly out alone.
There's Dean again. Hey, yeah. Dean and Sarah. Don't come over tonight. We're cooking some steaks.
We're going to cook them up.
Yeah.
Hey, neighbor.
We still haven't been able to talk. Sarah, just say hello to us.
Just going
to
take
we
a...
do something wrong?
Just going to take a paddle around
Ryan,
your retention pond.
Ryan, have we done something wrong?
Have we done something
Sarah
wrong?
Sarah talk to
I
us.
Understand. She's so rude.
She's so pretty, though.
For the third time this month, we've had Sarah over. Not a fucking word. Doesn't even say hi. How rude.
No, thank you.
She didn't touch her drink. She didn't eat her food. I mean, what's going on with that relationship? I mean, Bob.
She's pretty.
Did you see
a
how
doll.
He treated? Yeah, she's a pretty little doll. Kind of a little fake around the lips, though. You know, yeah. I think she's had some work done. Yeah. Did you see how Bob treated her? Dragged her right out by her hair. Did you notice her arm popped off during dinner? Did you notice he tried to put a fork in her hand and her arm popped right off? So strange, those two. I wonder what's going on.
She's had some
fun. Let's ask Sarah. Sarah! Sarah!
Speak to us,
Sarah.
Blink if you're okay. Yeah.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Yes, is Sarah there? Who is this? Sorry, wrong number. Who's calling you? I told you, Mom. I told you not to put the red dress on. That's Bone the pool boy. I saw you making eyes at the pool boy. Of course I was. I can't blink.
I can't turn my head either.
I can't turn my fucking head. If you don't want me to look at him, turn my head.
When I'm out on my kayak, often I'm on my own.
Often you're on your own in your own kayak.
Sound of the birds.
Often I'm on my own in my solo kayak. Don't know what it is.
Yeah, there's not even room for another person.
By the way, it's like in the video, he's like going around a retention pond. It's not even a body of water. Yeah, it's tiny. Second of all, you got to go somewhere where you're going to find people. I mean, if that's what you want to do, like if that's what you're into, if you're looking into finding a mate, you're probably not going to find it in a retention pond in a solo
isolated.
Kayak. That's right.
Isolated retention pond.
He comes home
in the
moat
of the castle that's been abandoned for 100 years. I can't find anybody.
I don't understand.
I had to go with the dolls
5 times a week. I haven't found anybody yet. I just came home to find pictures, naughty pictures on your cell phone, Sarah. I told you, Mom. I told you. We've been taking advantage of too long. Things are going to change around here. First and foremost.
We formed a union.
Yeah, we formed a union, Bob.
Dane.
First and foremost, the fake vaginas are gone. We hid them. Good luck having sex with us now.
It's just
I don't
isolated.
The need to be with other people.
But I'm you do feel the need to be with other people. That's the really, thing.
I guess.
Comfortable in your own skin is one thing, but saying that you don't feel the need to be around other people when clearly you feel the need to be around other people because you are projecting that onto some dolls. Now, I don't care if you have sex with the doll, but don't fool yourself. You do need human communication. We all do. It's like a part of whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. And I get it. There are some people who are just – it's uncomfortable to interact. That feels uncomfortable. And at points in my life, I felt the same way. Like being in social situations gives me anxiety and I feel uncomfortable and I'm an introvert. But don't fool yourself into believing that a doll can replace human connection because it cannot.
That's right.
Human connection is something we all need. I actually think like sunlight, water, and food. Maybe we don't need the sunlight, but like water and food.
You need the sunlight.
I need the sunlight.
You love it.
Turn on your sunshine. Let it shine wherever you go. E.T. tan bed.
Where's the nearest tanning bed?
Quick, I'm shriveling up. I'm turning a shade paler. If I had a sex doll, she'd be out of a tan. I'm telling you that right. We'd go to the tanning bed together. Give her about 40 minutes. That plastic takes a minute to heat up. Can you turn off the tanning bed? She's on fire.
You bought her a package and you package.
Oh shit, here comes that guy Brian with his sex doll again. Shh, just pretend she's real. He doesn't know the difference. Hey everybody, how you doing?
Hey Sarah.
Hey Brian. Same for you,
regular,
Brian. 10 minutes in number one. Same for you, Sarah. 65 minutes. 65 minutes in the convection oven we use for popcorn. Okay, great. Do you want us to take Sarah's hair off this time?
I see you got her a new wig.
Looking sexy, Sarah, in that red dress. I hate the red dress! SOS!
I'm aware of the fact that I can appear to be antisocial in the things I do, but
it does appear that way.
It does appear that way, Bob.
Activities that involve
Dean.
People.
Dean.
Bob.
For Dean, love didn't last. After 3 years of marriage, the mother of his
After 3 years of marriage, him and Sarah broke up.
Wait.
Sarah got everything.
What is he saying after 3 years of marriage?
For divorce.
He was married. Dean was married
for
before. He has 2 children.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was married, and
he
has 2 children.
And they haven't come around much lately.
No. I don't understand why.
I know.
He had 3.
I honestly think my parents were losing it. I think my dad was losing it.
He's all but given up hope of finding his soulmate.
I have had people say to me, don't you get lonely, why don't you give up what you're doing and just have a normal relationship? But I don't feel the need to do that. I really don't. I think it's partly getting older, and I'll be 60 in 2 years.
You're not dead, man. You're 58, dude.
I'll be 60 in 10 years.
I'll be 60 in 37 years. What am I going to do then? What am I doing? Who am I fooling? I'm basically dead inside. There's nothing left. Look at me. I'm a shell of a man. I don't feel the need to have a relationship because you are supplanting your need for a relationship with something that's not real. I'm not saying I'm not a psychiatrist or a therapist. God knows I'm not. I pay them a lot of money. But the truth is that I imagine that you're projecting a relationship onto this thing that's not real, right? Yes. It doesn't talk back to you. It doesn't give you love or comfort or attention. It might give you comfort. In a sexual sense, right? Or maybe, I don't know. I mean, maybe you feel comfortable laying in it at night. Because it doesn't talk back, it doesn't have its own needs, it won't ever leave you, I imagine, is one of the reasons why. You know, the truth is, you just got to get back out there, Dean. Get back out there. Like, if you still want to, you know, plug Tammy or whatever her name is, like, plug Tammy. Find somebody who doesn't mind you plugging Tammy. Bring her into the bed. Threesome.
There's got to be people out there.
I told you a couple episodes ago that having a threesome is actually a really difficult thing to do, mainly because you're usually the one that gets left out.
But this one is
perfect. You're the star. Because if you have a threesome with a sex doll as a third partner and then still the woman leaves you. Hey, Brian, you want to go downstairs and get us a couple beers? The sex doll woman said, go get a beer. Sarah and I are going to be right here. Listen, I'm going to lock the door for about 2 hours while we get ready. I'm going to turn up the music real loud. Don't worry about those noises you hear. Oh, Sarah! Meanwhile, I'm outside the door like, hey. Hey, what about that threesome? You guys still hot in there? Oh, yeah, we're still hot. We're waiting for that hot Brian cock. Don't you worry about us. Just getting ready.
The red dress is coming off. Sarah!
I think she's having sex with my real doll by herself. I told you, Bob. I warned you against putting the red dress on.
I know. I forget what it's like now. It's been so long.
It's been six months.
I forget what it's like. I broke up last week. Real dolls showed up. Listen to this stat.
Worldwide, realistic synthetic dolls have opened up new business opportunities in the sex industry.
So they said that 30% of all Europeans live alone. They live, like adults, they're single. So they live alone. And that's a change from what's typically gone on, that, you know, the family unit was the thing that really was prevalent for most of the 19th and 20th century. And now, over the last decade or two, more and more people are living alone. They're living single. And that brings up a concern, right? The concern is, I mean, I guess it's not... The concern is the birth rate, I think, is what scientists are concerned. Mm. And then, like, you know, people who study sociology and, you know, other stuff like that, they're concerned that people are becoming lonelier and lonelier because they're isolating themselves and they don't understand how to interact in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably a valid point with everything online and sex dolls and... You don't have to go out.
TCBTV minus. When you don't want any friends, we're there for you. When sex is all about the physical, come to TCBTV minus. It's all your favorite content.
Minus.
Somewhere else. Let's listen to a few more minutes. We'll get through the brothel.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Hallo.
Hello. Hello, wunderschön.
It's best to book the doll you want ahead of your visit so it isn't already taken. Then book a time when we have availability and you're good to go.
Okay.
It's like a ride share, like a...
like an Uber?
Like a car.
Hey, dude, you want to split a sex doll?
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's only midnight. I'm not ready to go home.
Yeah.
It's only midnight. I got the babysitter till 1. You want to split a sex doll real quick? You get her mouth, I'll get her ass. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
if you're going to do have sex with a sex doll, have sex with your sex
own,
doll.
Your own.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. I mean, I guess it's disgusting. I don't know. You know, a real prostitute, they know how to, you know, they clean themselves.
Clean the doll a lot. Sure. Maybe easier.
I don't know. Something about like I don't want to use, I don't want to use a fork somebody else has used. I don't like drinking out of cups that people have used. I might be a little bit of a germaphobe in that sense. I really don't like it. It kind of grosses me out. I don't like double dipping on the chips. That's a whole nother, we can do a whole show about that one. But the reality, and I certainly don't, I mean, I'm not prone to use prostitutes anyway. It's just not my
thing.
That's good. No, thanks. Astrid likes that about me too.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think about prostitutes?
It was a selling point.
Not my thing.
It was a selling point.
Check. He's marriage material. But the reality is, this to me seems rather disgusting because no matter how well you clean the sex doll, I mean, it's like, I don't know.
How much does it cost to use one?
It's like the railings in the queue at Six Flags. You know that they're just gross.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I've been cleaned, they're gross because people are gross.
Yeah.
We're all gross. But I like, but I'm my own kind of gross. And then I have my family, which they're kind of gross. And I can live with their kind of gross.
Yes.
And Holy, I can even live with a little bit of her kind of gross. But your kind of gross? You're gross, man. Gross. And then you're jizzing all over a sex doll. Yeah. You want me to come in behind you?
Yeah.
Tag team? No, thanks.
Well, I mean, if you think about how much it costs to actually rent the
$80.
Doll. Okay, yeah.
Once okay, so let me fast forward
to
this.
Up there, then you might as well buy your own.
It's €80, which is like $113 or something like that. At least it was the last time I went to Europe, which was like 3 years ago. So what do I know? But it's $113 in cash. So basically, if you can buy one of these cheaper end models for $1,000.
Yeah, do that.
If you're going to plug her 10 times, you might as well just get your own doll.
Yes.
Now, I understand. Maybe the wife doesn't like it, but just
that's true.
Tell her to think of how much money you're going to save.
Yes.
And the fact that you're not following some other guy's jizz bag.
Or actually cheating with another human woman.
Yeah, for $110. I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of prostitutes for $110. You can get the works. Mm-hmm. Now, am I saying she's going to be as hot as Sarah? No, I'm not. Sarah's the full package.
Sarah really is.
Sarah's the full package.
Minus the blood. Minus the blood.
Yeah,
and
minus the blood
brain.
And the bones and the brain. The real vagina.
Everything.
Real hair. Eyeballs. The ability to blink
she's
or talk
the
or think.
Minus.
Yeah, she's. She's prostitute minus. Yes. All the prostitute you need without all the talking. Because, you know, you get those prostitutes and all of a sudden they just start gabbing. Blah, 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 blah. They're on the clock. And when the sex doll's on the clock, you just get right to the mustard. That's it. Hey, but unless you're Dean, of course, who wants to have a conversation. That's very nice to meet you. I brought some flowers. Sarah!
Opened Germany's first sex doll brothel in 2017.
Did you think it was weird that Sarah didn't blink her eyes the night at dinner? You know, I guess some people are just kind of strange, you know? Some people are into their own thing.
Yeah,
I know.
Just don't talk.
I know, but that is a jizz coming
or
out of her
blank,
mouth.
Or during her head.
Did you notice the semen coming out of her mouth and her plastic nose?
I did.
Yeah,
weird.
I thought that was weird, but you know, maybe they're kinky. They're into some stuff. What about when her foot fell off? Yeah. Well, now, honey, I didn't want to say anything. I just helped her put it back on. You know, some people have feet. They just fall off.
You can't be rude.
That's
leave it
right.
there.
My dad was in the war. His foot fell off all the time.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
This is the lounge where customers arrive.
Oh. They're all positioned like they're actually like at the Bunny Ranch in Vegas.
Wunderschön. Welcome.
Hello,
gentlemen. Welcome.
Pick which
this
one
is Van Hilda.
Like.
This is Van Schwelda.
Pick which one you like.
This one has schwumta boomta. Oh, no, not this one. We forgot to clean her.
For example, is the model Liz. It's very popular.
Liz! What a nice name.
Liz.
I feel like Liz is like so friendly. I knew a Liz once. She did not look like this.
She was a real human, you mean?
Yeah, well, at that.
Oh, that one has like a face on it, like
yeah,
angry face.
Yeah, angry face. Oh my God, look at the badunkas on these. Look, what did Frank call them? The melons?
Yeah, melons.
Oh no, that was Hartley. What was his name? Hartley?
Yes,
Chet Hartley or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Listen, there's plenty more of this video, maybe we'll do a part 2 on this later on down the road that we can listen to about the brothel part of this. But also, Mark's children come in and they talk to him about this whole thing. And it's rather interesting because his daughter is a feminist, right? And she's like, listen, this to me is the creepiest thing that my dad could do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's my dad. And I'd rather have a relationship with him than not have a relationship with him. And so I guess that you can understand.
Yeah.
I think, you know, listen, like I'm mansplaining to you. Listen out there. If you're looking for my opinion on sex dolls and whether or not you should have a relationship with one.
We didn't know that we were, but we are now.
We're
looking to you.
Thank you. DCBTV minus. All the best advice. You could, if you're just seeing the show for the first time right now, you can pretty much put your therapist away for the rest of your life.
That's
because
right.
I'm going to be here for you to give you all the best advice and technical know-how. If you're looking to make a podcast that you don't record, I got you covered. See this wire right here? Just unplug it.
And don't hit record.
Yeah, pretend like you plugged it into the wall and don't press record. You're going to have the best podcast
no one listens to. That's some free advice.
You can take to the bank. Here's my opinion on sex dolls. I don't think that it's doing anybody any harm to have sex with a sex doll. You want to have sex with a sex doll? It's like having sex with one of those pocket pussies, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. Have sex with a pocket pussy. It's a pocket pussy with a whole other body attached to it.
It's kind of a sex toy.
It is a sex toy, most definitely.
With a body attached
to it. And I don't think there's any harm in that.
Yeah.
I would encourage anybody who's having a relationship with a sex doll, like a full-blown relationship like our boy Dean was having. You should also have a relationship with human beings because that's important also.
Yeah.
So have your morning coffee with Sarah, but then give your friend a call and go out to the pub and have a beer.
Yeah.
Because that's important also, right? If you feel like life, like my new closing music.
Yeah.
Look at that.
What's that?
If you feel like life has passed you by, just know 58 is not dead. You're just getting started.
Right.
That's advice you can take to the bank from Frankie B. Which, by the way, we'll put the Frankie B episodes away for a while. Okay, motherfucker? Because I know you're watching. I know you're watching. Mr. Smartass Review. Here's the deal. We've done 3 Frankie B episodes. Go back and watch them if you're new to the show. Or listen to
him. He's funny.
He's funny. He's this guy who is basically a pickup artist for over 50 set. The over 50 crowd.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun with him. We've done 3 videos. And then I wanted to take a 1-day fucking break for Memorial Day. And I ran the Frankie B best of. I put them together and I ran it with some previously unreleased material. And somebody had such a hissy fit that he said that, you know, now I'm hate listening.
Yeah.
90% of this isn't new. I told you it wasn't.
It was the best of.
And I'm on to you. I think I know who you are. Mr. 27, and then his name is, you know, CDBGGTTWLPPJJJ. We still have a 5-star rating with Apple.
That's right.
It's because when you have 2 people that give you a review. So fuck you, man. No, you know what? We'll leave it alone. We'll leave Frankie alone.
Yeah, we will. We'll bring it back over the holidays, maybe.
What else are there? There's so much else to get to. Yeah, bring it back over the holiday. Bring it back over the holiday. We'll let Frankie give us some new content.
Yeah,
and then we'll
he
get
needs
back
to build up with some new content. He needs to go on some more vacations.
What else? How you feeling? What do you think?
I'm good.
Thanks, Twitch. Thanks, YouTube.
Yes.
We'll be streaming live from here and out on occasion.
Yes.
So follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break on Instagram, / The Commercial Break on YouTube.com. TCB.com is where you go. You can find out more information about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, listen and watch to the entire library. And also, for your chance to win $500 in the month of July, you have to make a comment in the month of June. on one of the two. You have to be a subscriber of the YouTube channel, make a comment. You have to be a follower of the Instagram and make a comment on one of our posts. We'll reply, and then you're entered. The best comment wins $500 and an opportunity to come on and earn your winning, or get earn your winnings.
Your winnings.
Earn your winnings.
And if anyone has one of those big rollers.
Yeah, and if you have one of those big roller things where we can put the comments in and pick them out randomly, I'll tell you where to send it. Hit me up at the commercial break. DM me. Okay. What else? I'm all charged up now that I talked about our bad review. Our one bad review. Actually, there's plenty of bad reviews out there about that. Okay, until next time, I have to say the following. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.